during the year 2001, 2002, 2003, I experimented with a banned substance that eventually triggered a positive test.
That is New York Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez coming clean, or at least claiming to come clean, about past steroid use. A prepared statement was given at a press conference on Tuesday. It's the biggest story in sports this week. And here to talk about that and more is Chad Brown, who blogs at Alpha Blog Sports. Chad, nice to have you back.
Yeah, good to be here.
New York is quite a place right now in terms of the sports news. A-Rod's big secret out of the bag. Here he is in the opening week of spring training explaining himself, saying that with the help of a cousin, he took a substance known as Bole. He said he was young and stupid. Well, we would agree with that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I think we definitely would agree with that. But it just seems like he's having trouble getting his story straight. I mean, we know that he's used something, but it's now the cousin comes into the picture, and you've got guys saying, you know, this doesn't taint everything that everybody ever did during this time, but It's not a good situation. I mean, he called in a PR guy who had helped out Sarah Palin, you know. So he's really trying to cover himself, and there's no way he's going to cover himself up. It's not a question of him being sorry. It seems like he's sorry even after all these years that he got caught, and whether he knew it was wrong, right or wrong at the time is kind of irrelevant at this point.
I mean, every year we go through this with the New York Yankees at spring training, where the news conference somebody trying to explain whether they did or did not use steroids. We've had Clemens, we've had Pettit, we've had Giambi, and now we've got A-Rod. Would A-Rod go into your Yankees Liars Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I'd say first balloter, definitely.
Here's what he had to say about his future. Listen to this.
I know that I'm in a position where I have to earn my trust back, and over time, I'm confident that at the end of my career, people will see this for what it is. A stupid mistake and a lesson learned for a guy with a lot of baseball to play.
And the question is whether or not the fans are going to forgive him. New York fans, I'm not sure. I guess if the Yankees win the World Series, it all will be forgiven. I know his teammates showed up at the press conference in a show of solidarity and support. What did you make of that?
I thought that was a good thing for his behalf and for the team. And even you heard Jeter the next day saying, you know what, he did something wrong, but he's still our teammate, and it's not like everybody, it's not like it's taint. Everyone thinks it taints the whole era, that whole era. It doesn't. So I think it's a good show of support, but it's also understanding, like, hey, we still have spring training, we still have a season to prepare for. So whether or not this is going on, we still have to prepare. You know, whatever he did, we need him now. You know.
Yeah, if you're Barry Bonds, what are you saying to yourself? Do you have a smirk on your face as you're watching this unfold with all these other players now?
I think you would. But Barry might also be thinking, well, where was all this love where was this love from the teammates when I was going through my thing, or still am going through my ordeal?
All right, let's move on to a couple of other things in baseball before we get to the NBA, because there's some good stuff to talk about there as well. Ken Griffey Jr. going back to Seattle, which is a place where A-Rod actually played at one point of his career. People are having mixed reactions to this. What are you hearing, or what are you thinking about this?
Well, I actually just recently heard about it. It's a nice story. It's a nice homecoming. He turned down the deal from the Atlanta Braves, so it seems like it's a good story. Whether it's actually going to help the Mariners remains to be seen.
Now, do you think outside of Los Angeles that much of the baseball world gives a darn about whether or not Manny Ramirez comes back here to play with the Dodgers again?
That's very interesting. I think it's probably at this point anything involving Manny is just, oh, it's Manny being Manny again. So I wish him well wherever he ends up, as long as it's not back in Boston.
You know. I understand that. Well, we have to wait and see. Every day in Los Angeles, they keep saying it's sort of a Manny watch, and we just don't know what's going to happen. But I guess something will have to happen sooner rather than later.
I wish Torrey all the best of luck in dealing with that. He's a good man. Hopefully he doesn't have to deal with that. You know, he's having enough fallout from his book, but that's another story.
Yeah, it is another story. Let's talk about the NBA. This is the day. Today is the trading deadline, and there's all sorts of rumors all over the place, including your own city, New York. I don't know if you've heard the very latest, but before we get to New York, let's talk about this possibility of Shaq and LeBron in Cleveland. I know you've heard about that one.
Oh, yeah, I just heard about it only a couple hours ago, but I've heard about it. So I've been trying to find out whether this is actually going to happen or whether it's just being discussed. But Shaq and LeBron, I mean, wow, even half of Shaq and LeBron, that would...
It would be crazy, wouldn't it?
It'd be unbelievable. It'd be unbelievable. We'd get another Celtics Cavalier rematch in the playoffs, and you throw Shaq into the equation. Wow,
that is crazy. Now, talking about the team that Shaq might be moved from, the mm-hmm. Phoenix Suns, they have dismantled a team that challenged for the Western Conference title a number of years in a row, and getting rid of Shaq would the only person left on that team recognizable would be Steve Nash.
No, absolutely, absolutely. It's crazy, especially considering since Gentry took over, they went back to that run and gun style. Now, granted, it was against the Clippers, but still, it seems like now they finally have a system where all these guys can play in, but they're still breaking it up. Has there been any news on Amari?
Not yet. We just keep seeing his name popping up in a lot of different places. Apparently, 29 teams had an interest in him outside of the team that he is currently playing for, but we'll have to wait until the trading deadline comes to an official close to see what's going to happen with him. Here's one thing I want to get with you as we end this really briefly. Before the All-Star break, the word was L.A., Cleveland, Boston for the championship, maybe Orlando. Now that we're right after the break, are those still the four teams, or is there somebody else that's in the mix?
No, I definitely like those four. You're not going to – I mean, like we discussed last week, L.A. is tops, Boston, regrettably for me to say it, is tops. Cleveland still has LeBron. Orlando is a dark horse, but we'll see what happens. I mean, if Shaq moves – that might jumble the order, but I would keep those four teams in there.
Well, somebody reminded me about the San Antonio Spurs, that they always make a run after the All-Star break. So you can't count them out either.
No, I think with San Antonio, that's more of a case that even though you don't speak about them, you know they're going to be there. Plus, this is an odd-numbered year, so their chances of winning the title are actually very, very good.
Chad Brown, thank you very much, my man.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Chad Brown, who writes about sports at alphablogsports.blogspot.com.